أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. As you remember, the topic and the discussion is how to treat your parents. So far, we have mentioned a number of documents from the Quranic verses to traditions to show how important it is to respect your parents and to behave them respectfully. And thus far, I have cited many verses in many traditions. But since the topic and the discussion is a very important topic, and it is a very significant topic, therefore, I wanted to devote this session again to the issue of treating parents. It is a very important issue, and it is an issue among other issues that are related to applied ethics. First of all, I will touch again a verse from the Holy Quran to show the importance of respecting parents. And then I will also mention again, as before, some traditions that are also related to respecting parents. The first verse which is going to be mentioned in this session is this verse. The Holy Quran mentions in chapter Luqman, verses number 14 to number 15, this verse is about different issues, and among them is the issue of respecting parents. The verse says, وَوَسَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. God the Almighty says, we enjoin upon men doing good to their parents. God advises us to be kind to our parents. God encourages us to do favor to our parents. God mentions the name of parents next to the name of Himself. أَنَشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. God the Almighty says, we ask men to respect parents and to be thankful to me and to their parents. So it is very much important. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. Here the verse, here the Holy Quran tries to mention the philosophy of respecting parents. I pointed out one of the philosophies of paying respect to parents in the previous session. But here we will be getting familiar with another philosophy of getting or paying respect to parents. God says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. His mother bears him with some sort of weakness after weakness. Maybe when a mother becomes pregnant, she becomes weak. She gets weaker and weaker. And she undergoes a lot of troubles and a lot of difficulties while bearing a child. how she should sleep, what she should eat, and where she should go, and there are different things that she is supposed to do. And all these things are not easy. You cannot do these things easily, and you cannot ignore these things. Because if you are concerned about the safety of the child, you must pay attention to all the items that are told to you by your physician. So God is mindful of this. God takes into account the troubles that a mother takes while bearing a child. In other words, God says, since your mother undergoes so many difficulties, therefore you must pay respect to her. You must pay respect to your parents. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. And his weaning takes place within 2 years. And for 2 years, a child is in the company of its mother. After 2 years, it will gradually start to separate from his or her mother. And أَشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. God says, we ask you to be thankful to me and to your parents. You see, look at these two names. The name parents follows the name God. It is very important. God says, I ask you to be thankful to me and to your parents. On the one hand, be thankful to me because I'm your creator, I'm your sustainer, I'm your Lord. I gave you each and everything, directly or indirectly. Your health is in my hand. Your wealth is in my hand. Your prosperity is in my hand. Your salvation is in my hand. Your fame is in my hand. Your reputation is in my hand. Everything is in my hand. Therefore, you must serve me. You must be thankful to me. Next to me is your parents. Be respectful to your parents. Pay homage to your parents. Your parents is each and everything for you. Were there no parents, you were not living, you were not alive. You owe your life, you owe your dignity, you owe your reputation to your parents. Therefore, pay attention to your parents. إلي المسير, to me is your return. Of course, each one of us must go one day to God and must return to God. And from God we have come, and to Him we will return. And it is actually, this verse mentions some ideological aspect. And it gives us some encouragement to be mindful of the matters that are of utmost importance. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكْ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُتَأَهُمَا. Here is the place which we want to emphasize upon in this session. Because so far we have told you time and again that you must pay respect to your parents. You must follow your parents. But here now the question arises, should we always follow our parents? Should we always obey our parents? No matter what they are saying, no matter what their commandments are, whatever they say, we should obey. Or we must look at their orders. We must look at their suggestions. We must evaluate their suggestions. If their suggestions are good, then we must follow them. But if they are not good, if they are not promising, then we must shun them. We must leave them aside. What is the right path and what is the right direction? Allah the Almighty says that obey your parents as long as your parents encourage you to do the right things. But the moment your parents start to encourage you to do the evil things, the evil deeds, then you are not supposed to obey your parents. For example, if your parents tell you to consider some associates with God or to be a polytheist, then you are not supposed to obey your parents. To obey your parents has certain limits. You cannot cross the limits. If your parents ask you to disobey God, then you are not supposed to obey your parents. Of course, you must pay respect to your parents. But it does not mean that we should follow them while they give us wrong directions and wrong advices. So God the Almighty tells us to evaluate the suggestions that are presented. We must not follow every kind of suggestion. We must not every kind of proposal. We must make up our mind. We must evaluate the suggestion. We must assess the proposals and find out the benefits and the advantages and disadvantages associated to a suggestion and accept the suggestion that is advantageous, that is beneficial, that serves our long-term interests. So this is what God the Almighty says, فَلَا تُتَعْهُمَا. If your parents tried to deviate you from the true path, then do not obey your parents. Obey your parents as long as your parents are in the right path and as long as your parents advise you to do the right things. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Try to treat them in a good manner and try to be kind to them. This is the advice presented to us by God the Almighty. And we must obey this kind of words if we want to be a true Muslim. And now let us cite some traditions, some narrations from our holy imams in order to get further familiar with the matter of respecting parents and paying homage to them. This is the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He is very much concerned about parents and he always encourages his companions, his followers, to be respectful to their parents. سأل رجل رسول الله ما حق الوالد على ولده. One day a person visited the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked him, what is the right of a father, or you can say, or one of the parents on his or her children? What is the right of parents on children? Do they have any rights upon children, upon their children? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says, لا يسميه باسمه. Here, the tradition gives us some concrete examples of how we should treat our parents. It is good to talk theoretically about respecting parents, but it is very much important to talk very objectively about the issue and find out the instances of respecting parents. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, لا يسميه بإسمه. Don't mention the name of your parents while talking to your parents. When you talk to your son, when you talk to your brother, you call him by his name. O Hassan, O Taqi, do this and do not do that. O John, do this for me. So we ask people by their name and we address people by their names. But when you talk with your parents, talk with them very respectfully. Do not call them by their names. Say, for example, O father, O mother. Do not mention their names. It is a sign of respect. وَلَا يَمْشِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. While walking, do not press it. Your parents, and do not walk before your parents. Let your parents precede you and let them walk before you walk. So this is also a sign of respect. And Islamic texts are very much particular about respecting parents. وَيَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهِ. And don't sit before your parents sit. Let your parents sit first and then you sit. You see, these are different signs of respecting. وَلَا يُسْتَسَبْ لَهُ. And this is a very important phrase in this tradition. Do not do something that might cause others to use abusive words or to abuse your parents. Sometimes a son or a daughter does things that are actually causing others to appreciate their parents and to applaud their parents. But sometimes they are doing things that cause others to talk ill of their parents. Here the tradition tells us to do things that cause people to say good things about our parents. For example, if you, for example, smoke, people will say, okay, his parents were very bad. His parents did not give him a good training and did not teach him anything, and therefore he or she is used to smoking. But if you are a good person, your marks are very high, and you attend your classes very regularly, and you do your jobs very completely, then in such a case, people say, okay, his parents are very good, and his parents have taught him good things. He is very disciplined, and it is all because of his parents. So the tradition tells us to be mindful of our actions. If our actions are good, it will end in respecting our parents. If they are bad, of course, they will cause others to talk ill of our parents, and therefore our parents will be disturbed by the talks others make. So this is a very important tradition. This tradition is in Kafi, volume 1, page number 333. You can find out this tradition in Kafi, in Al-Kafi. There is another tradition, and this tradition is a long tradition and also a very important tradition. And it tells us how important it is to be humble to our parents and to be serving our parents. Do not take the matter slightly or one-handedly. Try to pay attention to the matter. It is a very important matter. It has a very significant impact on your life. Look at this tradition. جاء رجل إلى النبي A person visited the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, qala inni waladtu bintan. He said that I'm given a daughter by God, and God has given me a daughter. Warabbaytuha, and I raised her, I brought her up, hatta iza balagat. I raised her up, I brought her up until she attained maturity. فَأَلْبَسْتُهَا وَهَلَّيْتُهَا. When she became mature, when she attained the age of maturity, I told her to put on her new clothes or her new garments. وَهَلَّيْتُهَا, and I told her to beautify herself, to wear cosmetics. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ بِهَا إِلَى قَلِيبٍ فَدَفَعْتُهَا فِي جَوْفِهِ. And then I took her to a mountain or to a valley where I found a pitfall, and I threw her into the pitfall. وَكَانَ آخَرُ مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْهَا وَهِيَ تَقُولُ يَا أَبَتَا فَمَا كَفَارَةُ ذَلِكَ. The last word which she spoke was this: Oh father, what is my fault? Why do you do this to me? Why do you throw me into this pitfall? فَمَا كَفَارَةُ ذَلِكَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. In other words, the person was relating his story. He says that I have done such a bad thing. How can I compensate for it? What can I do in order to forget about this, in order to ask God to forgive me? What does the Holy Prophet say in response? The Holy Prophet does not disappoint him. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَلَكَ أُمٌّ حَيَّةٌ. Do you have any living mother? Is your mother alive? قَالَ لَا. The person answered in negative. She said, no, my mother is not alive. قَالْ فَلَكَ خَالَةٌ حَيَّةٌ. Is your aunt alive? Do you have any living aunt? قَالَ النَّعَمْ. The person said, yes, I have a living aunt. قَالْ فَبْرِرْهَا فَإِنَّهَا بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْأُمْ. The Holy Prophet tells him to do favor to his aunt, because his aunt is in place of his mother, in place the role of his mother. Since he does not have his mother, therefore he can attend his aunt, and he can serve his aunt. And if he serves his aunt, God might forgive him. تُكَفَّرُ عَنْكَ مَا صَنَعَتْ. And now if you do favor to your parents, to your aunt, this will help you to attend the state of sinlessness, and God might forgive you because of this. قال أبو خديجة فقلت لأبي عبد الله عليه السلام متى كان هذا. Then the reporter asks the Holy Imam about the time of this event. When did this event take place? The Holy Imam says, قَالَ كَانَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. This event took place in the time of ignorance, in the age of ignorance, in pre-Islam era. It did not happen in the time of Islam. وَكَانُوا يَقْتُلُونَ الْبَنَاتِ. At that time, the Arabs used to kill their daughters. مَخَافَةً أَيْ يُسْبَبْنَ. And they were afraid lest their daughters would be captivated in a war, because the tribes were frequently fighting with each other in vain, aimlessly. Advent of Islam, before the advent of Islam, the Arabs were fighting with each other just for trivial and unimportant causes. And the Arabs were afraid lest their daughters would be captivated in wars. فَيَلِتْنَا فِي قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. And they might be captivated, and then they might bear children from other tribes. In order to prevent such happenings, they were killing their daughters and they were keeping only their male children. So this tradition is a very important tradition. It tells us how important it is to be serving our parents. The holy, look at the crime. The crime is very much significant. It is a very the worst crime to kill your children. Even in order to compensate for such a crime, you can have a solution. The solution is to pay respect to your parents, to pay respect to your mother especially. And if your mother is not alive, you can find your aunt, and you can serve your aunt. By serving your aunt, you again can find some solutions to your problems. And thank you very much. That is enough for this session.